sense perceptions, experiences, things happen, situations, which is also really sense perceptions, thoughts, emotions. And so they are identified with the objects that arise in consciousness, completely identified. Never knowing that deeper level that is the very condition for the arising of anything comes out of that. And one could describe that as stillness. The word limits it somewhat, but it's a pointer. So one could say there is in you the dimension of stillness. Has never not been there. Is not something that you need to acquire or achieve, that you could achieve in the future, in time. If you're looking to the future to achieve that dimension, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, if you look to the future to achieve that dimension, that very looking to the future prevents you from seeing that it's already the very essence of your being now. So that's so many humans are looking to the future to look for fulfillment or enlightenment or liberation in whatever way, through $1 million or through spiritual enlightenment. That they look to the future for that. And the moment you move away and look to the future for it as if it were something that you could get from someone or through some experience, you've gone away from it. Mentally, you've gone into the old conditioned mind movement, which is looking to the next thing. This is why I spoke yesterday of the vertical dimension that we are going into here. So the dimension of stillness, let's for a moment use that pointer, and let's never get attached too much to one single pointer, because then you make it into some kind of belief. And the concept satisfies you for a moment. And then you could, I would even say, I believe in stillness. You don't believe in stillness? You're wrong. And then somebody else says, no, it's presence, it's not stillness. There is in you that already, the stillness underneath all the mental noise and the emotional fluctuations, there is that realm of the unconditioned, pure awareness, pure consciousness. And that is, on the one hand, you could call it is the non-personal dimension of you. It is where you transcend the personal sense of self. And then you might say, I don't want to lose myself. Ha, but what you hadn't realized is you think that yourself is the story of yourself. But that is no more than thoughts. If you look very deeply and closely into what you mean when you say, I don't want to lose myself, I can feel there's something precious here that I do not want to lose. And you think that sense of something precious that I am, I cannot imagine that I'm going to die. The world, me dead. And the world without me can't be. So there is something, one feels there is something precious, and people, the fear of death comes because people believe this is going to be lost. That sense of precious, if you look closely at what that really is, you see that it is something that has become mixed up with the story that you tell yourself about who you are. The name, the psychological form of me, all the things associated with that, the story of me, the beliefs. And something has become mixed up with that, and that is the sense of I, a deeper sense of beingness that got mixed up with a story.